We're here from University Radio York with
Millie,
who has helped organise the new Orc stage, which has just been announced today. So can you tell us a little bit about the process behind creating that?
Yeah, of course. So I think we talk a lot from Leeds and Reading Camp about how important youth culture is to us, and anyone who's been to Leeds before will recognise like a large part of our demographic is 16 to 18 year olds. And we're just always trying to think of ways that we can bring youth culture to Leeds outside of just the music programming that we're doing, and how we can just be current and reflect their day-to-day lives. And we just wanted to expand, really. We've always had an alternative stage. We've always had like comedy, cinema. So it's just come from that, naturally.
Am I right in thinking you're going to have podcasters on the stage?
Yeah, podcasters. There'll also be like YouTube streams, games, some stunts, but largely podcasts.
Have you got any acts lined up that you can announce?
Yeah, of course. The Useless Hotline with Max Belegde and George Clark. I think a lot of our audience will recognise. Ayame Ponder as well. And a few others who will be out later.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's been the most rewarding thing about working on this year's festival?
Oh gosh, I mean, I think it's the culmination of it all, really. Bringing it all together is massively rewarding for me. It's just massive. It's just everything about, you know, being able to bring Leeds Festival to life is rewarding. It's great. Come for the best weekend of your life. That you have no idea how much it's going to excite you and challenge you and push you to the limits, and it's going to give you highs and lows, and it's going to give you amazing friendships, and it's going to give you the opportunity to see amazing bands.
You've really pushed new and upcoming artists today from like BBC Introducing and things, but can you tell us a bit about the Rebalance Initiative as well, with women and non-binary performers?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I actually started up in 2017, 2018, and I started that with the opportunity of young women, or, you know, young bands, you know, fronted by women, that, you know, where women were part of the songwriting team, could get the opportunity to make their first EP in a professional studio. And I was doing that in the Chapel Studios here in Leeds. And, you know, that was going really well. COVID interrupted it. So I've restarted it again this year. I used to be doing it with the PRS, but the PRS are no longer part of it. So it's exclusively a Festival Republic activity. I think it's really important. It's massively important. We have to be constantly pushing young women to the forefront. They have as much talent, they have as much capability as any young men, or, you know, anything of that sort, but they don't always get the opportunity. And this is part and parcel of it. You'll have seen today that, you know, we've featured, you know, two acts that have performed today, both women, not by chance. You know, that's, you know, very much part and parcel of it, giving women that opportunity to, you know, to take that step forward. And we're not there yet, but we're getting closer and closer every year to getting a much more even balance. But at the same time, we can't put a young act, male or female, binary or non-binary, into a slot on a festival that they're not ready for, because that will backfire. The audience will not enjoy them. The audience will, you know, tell them to get off the stage, etc., etc. It would be a bad experience. So you can't do it. You have to do it on a merit where they need to be on that stage. They deserve to be on that stage. And then the audience will appreciate them that way. And what we've got to do is work hard to make sure that we get them to that.